This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we stream on YouTube as well at the Team 980, where you see Mark Ein is with us, the chairman and CEO of the Mubadala City Open, coming back to D.C. this July. Of course, he is also a partner with the Washington Commanders. We'll talk about a little bit of both. But Mark, welcome to the show. Great to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's do the Commander stuff off the top. And then I am a huge tennis fan, so I'm very excited to talk tennis. Obviously, most people in the audience know you probably. They know the City Open. It's been a DC institution for a long time, but we're a very Commanders heavy show. I just want to ask you, like, very broadly, when you got into this with Josh, who you've known since elementary school, and you see the totality of what you guys have done here in a couple years, not just on the field, but you're lobbying the federal government. You're involved in DC City Council. You're hiring executives, you're hiring coaches, you're doing construction. There's so many facets to what your group is doing. Did you have an idea that this was going to be as involved as it has been? Or has this been bigger for, like, you probably knew it was a big bite, but maybe a larger mouthful than you bargained for?
No, I think the mission here was, we know how beloved this franchise was, how much the team meant to people, families, companies, jurisdictions. Like, we knew what this meant. And, you know, I've been here for the last 30 plus years. So I've lived through, you know, sort of the decline and the irrelevance. And you know, Josh grew up here and, you know, and stays close to it. And, you know, Mitch is here. And so we understood what it was, what it was a long time ago, what it was when we got there, but also what it can't, could, and should be. We also knew it wasn't going to be easy. We knew all of these things. We knew it was a rebuild on the football side, the business side, the stadium side. Like, we knew it. But that's honestly what we all love to do. Like, that's what we spend our lives doing. We love building things, all of us. I mean, look at the companies that Josh has built, you know, Apollo and the portfolio companies. Mitch has built Danaher. Look at the stuff I've built, and you've seen the turnaround in the tennis tournament. Like, this is our passion. It's what gives us energy. And so I don't think we underestimated what it would be. I think what's been so rewarding is just how quickly fans have embraced the team again. And you know, when I go around town, the amount of people who stop me just to say thanks, and it's like you're giving them back something that they treasured and they had lost. And that is so gratifying. It makes all the hard work really, really worthwhile.
You know, Mark, that answer actually doesn't really surprise me at all, because it felt like as you all came in, you realized the gargantuan nature of this task, how multifaceted it is, and seemed to have a plan of attack that's allowed you to operate at the speed you have. So this is probably something we could do like an hour podcast on, but I'll just ask you one question and then we'll get to the tennis tournament. But like, when you take over, you know, an asset, a company, or you think about building something, like, how do you... like, what's the first thing on the to-do list to understand how to build to ensure that you can get to step two and step three and step four as you go?
Yeah, there's really two things. The first thing is, what's our mission? What do we stand for? So, like, what is it that this is all about? And what do we stand for? What are your values? What's the mission? What are the values? And we literally did that before we closed. And all of us, Josh does that with all of his companies. Mitch lives by that in his, and I live by it in ours. And so, and then you get alignment. Does everyone agree? So then you sort of have the mission and the values you're going to stand for. And then you just have to make sure you have people who are there, who are aligned and buy into that, and that every decision you make is guided by them. Where organizations get off is you put those there, but then there's a short-term gain that goes against your value and you do it, and then the whole thing crumbles. So mission and values. And then the second thing is leadership. Do you have the right people in leadership? And when people, you know, look, we're all excited after last year and the potential of what could happen on the field this year. What I'm most excited about truly is the leadership of this organization. When you look at Adam Peters as GM, Dan Quinn voted best coach by the NFLPA, an incredible culture coach. Then the people they've been able to attract under them, which is incredible. The number of those people who got offered the big job, GM jobs, head coaching jobs, who said, no, I'm going to stay here because I want to be part of it. That speaks volumes. And now on the business side, we have Mark Klaus, who's an extraordinary CEO, an extraordinary brand builder. It's like he didn't come from sports. We interviewed him in sports. We're like, this is the right guy because he's a culture guy and he's a brand guy and he's a leader. And so when I think not just this year, but I look in the next 10 years, we have a mission we're all agreeing on. We have a set of values we've all bought into. And then we have this incredible leadership team now also supported by the people under them. Like, you can't predict what's going to happen, but you've kind of laid the foundation.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Foundation for hopefully a lot of good things over a long time.
Mark Ein, the CEO and chairman of the Mubadala City Open with us here on the Hoffman Show, of course, limited partner with the Commanders as well. So you talk about the tennis tournament, flipping that. You took over as chairman in 2019. What'd you inherit and what do you think it is now as you embark on this summer where you have seven top 10, either WTA or ATP players coming to play already in DC with potentially more getting added to that list closer to?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similarities. The tennis tournament, we took it over. It's the only ATP 500 on tour. It's the fifth biggest tennis tournament in the United States. I was a ball kid when I was a little kid. The two things I cared most about as a little kid growing up in Chevy Chase, going to Rollingwood Elementary School with Josh and Leland Junior High and BCC was the tennis tournament where I was a ball kid and the football game where I'd go with my dad. Like, those were the two things that meant the most to me. And so this tennis tournament, as I was an adult and I would go, it's like the tennis is great, but the experience is not what it needs to be. And so when we took over, we were very ambitious and very quick in making changes. Like, before we took over, there was nowhere indoor or air conditioning to go unless you were in the VIP tent. And like, it's July in the middle of DC. The food was the Park Service food. It was not. And so we took it over with only 4 months, but came in and built new facilities, brought in new food, and we've kept building on that. And so now there's these great venues, indoor places, tequila bars, wine bars, like all this stuff, and 4 Michelin star chefs, best of DC food and wine. And what, so what happened is when we took it over, 20% of the tickets were full tournament tickets and 80% people bought it by the day. We're now almost, just 5 years later, we're almost opposite that. It's 75% wow. people committing the whole tournament. And what happened is people are like, I'm not just coming once, I'm coming every day because I can have great food, have great drinks, bring my other friends. I'm so close to the players. And so we've sold every ticket for the last 4.5 years. This year, 100% will happen. That's never going to change. And it's all the result of these investments. And then you talk about the players. We also had to really invest in the player facility. So we've built this fantastic compound on site with amazing food. We literally, especially European players, coffee is the thing that matters the most to them. So we fly America's best barista in every year from Michigan to serve. And the players like that kind of touch, they love. We have great gyms there. And then we put them up at an incredible hotel. You know, it costs us more than other places. But literally, I was talking to one of the players' agents who came yesterday, and he said, you know, the way you treat the players, the quality of their hotels, and everything they do when they experience in DC is why so many players now want to be here. This is really great.
All right, I have so many follow-ups. First of all, how do you get named America's best barista? How has this guy hung on to his title so long? And I need to know more about the barista, Mark.
Yeah, well, you can interview him on site this year. I don't know okay. what award he won, but he did win that award, and we pay a lot to have him come and make our players happy.
And whatever it is, he's working. All right, good. That's good. DC's food scene is amazing. I love the fact that you can get some of the best cuisine of any kind in the world in this city. So why was that something that you focused on to tap into that part of DC's culture? And, how did that process go of recruiting these chefs to come together to the same thing? Cause I could imagine I mean, the food scene is incredibly competitive. Someone might be like, no, I'll go, but not if he's coming or she's coming.
Yeah.
So how did you get, the collaborative nature to build this environment that you have?
So look, I love food too, like you. And the thing that drives me crazy is if I go to a sporting event and I can't eat the food and I've got to eat before, after. And the thing about a tennis tournament is it's not just 1 2-hour match. If you can go stay 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. But what happened there is that you couldn't eat the food. So you'd come for the match and you'd leave. And it's like, if we can create the venues, the food, the drinks, that experience and curate something special with a lot of variety, it's people will come, they'll stay for 6 or 7 hours and they'll come day in and day out. And so that was the vision from the very beginning. And the very first thing we did, I got my friend Jose Andres, obviously a legend in town, and he came aboard. Yeah, unreal. But we got Duke's Grocery, like the best burger in DC. We have Dolcezza ice cream. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And then over time, it's like the players. Like this tournament used to have to chase players to come play this tournament, and they would have to go chase them. Every player we announced today came to us and said, I want to come to DC. The chefs come to us. Restaurants come to us. We haven't announced all the new ones who are coming. Last 2 years, we've had 4 Michelin star chefs. So Jose, Innit Little Washington, Nicholas Stefanelli from Officina and Masseria. We had Albie there last year, and the Dabney. And we'll have something very similar this year. Plus, not just the high end, but also just the best of DC everything. And I can't wait to tell people about the other ones who are new. And if you look, there's food stuff, there's Latteray macaroons and stuff. These are people calling us saying, how do I get a presence on the site? Because it's kind of a tennis tournament wrapped in a food and wine festival, and I want to be there. So it works great for everyone.
Well, if you want to announce any of the food people on our show and they want to, bring a sampler too, your show knows how to get in touch with my show, so to speak.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Rafidi is amazing at Albie and Yellow. And by the way, congrats to Jose on the Chef's Table episode that just came out, part of the Legend series. That was very, very fun to watch. More about his story. All right, last thing for you, Mark. On the players front, one of the guys who's coming back this year, DC's very own, Francis Tiafo. I know the relationship has been tight with him over the years, and obviously this is his hometown tournament. So how big of a role has Francis played over the years in being a part of this tournament as a player, just as a player, as someone who's risen through the ranks and been a high profile player, and then also as an ambassador for the city?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so fantastic to have Francis, someone of his passion and character and the light that he exudes. part of our city and part of it. I mean, another, like, just the way the world works, it's so small is, you know, people know this story that Francis's dad was the maintenance guy at the Junior Tennis Champion Center in College Park. Coincidentally, it was my mentor in life when I worked in New York who moved to DC and built that place. And so I've known Francis and his family since Francis was like 5 years old. And as years have gone on, we built a friendship. I try to mentor him in things outside of tennis. We talk all the time. So there's a personal connection, but then just what it means for our city when he shows up and is playing the night match there, it's so electric. And it's also where Francis shines. Like, he loves the biggest stages. And I know he said after winning a Grand Slam, winning DC would mean more to him than anything else. He really wants to get his name on the awning, and I hope he can do it one year. He's just like the perfect, his life story, how he carries himself, his spirit of generosity, how great he is around everyone during that week. It's one of the things that makes the tournament that so special.
He's going to have some stiff competition, which is great this year, including other top Americans, Tommy Paul, Taylor Fritz, amazing names on the women's side as well. Mark, this was so great to have you on the show. Hopefully we'll have you back soon, maybe even announcing some food. The Mubadala City Open is coming back to DC this July. Get your tickets now because they are almost sold out. Mark, thanks for your time, and we really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.